Hi, this is Marina Jay. We're at chapter 12, and we're going to create your own delicious system to turn on your power. Okay, so you've danced, so you have some delectable nibblies by your side. I really hope so. And you're now hearing my voice talking you through creating your very own system. So, are you ready? I told you I wasn't eating. So, glitter bits. First of all, hop to each chapter now and sweetly extract what you've learned from this book and from your own life. Pull it all together and fill out your help sheet. Make a little list of what you personally need in your system each day to flourish. So, this can take 15 minutes. It can take longer if you want, but really don't make it any longer than an hour or you just won't do it. So just start by jotting down your first thoughts at the top of your help sheet. So press pause right now on this audio and just jot those things down. Things I've learned from this book that I know will make me flourish are. Things that I've learned from life that I know will make me flourish are. Have fun with this. I'll see you in a bit. Okay, you're back. So let's now crystallize your musings into actionable steps. And here are some questions to help you do that. All right, so add each following answer into your system for flourishing. Ask yourself, what is important for me in this life? What is important for me in this life? So what do I make time for each month? It might be to have an artistic outlet daily or to really find out what life's about. Maybe you just want that time to have musings where you just look up at the sky or you write in your diary, just time for you. Or maybe it's for you to really reach your highest potential this lifetime. And that's really important for you to have time to do that every single day. What's important for you in this life? Just take some time and let the answers come to you. What is important to me in my relationship? Ask yourself, what's important to me in my relationship? So, what needs to happen or change or be maintained? What regular habit do I drop into each month for us? So, whilst you're thinking, you know, it might be a date night midweek because that's when the routine really starts to get to you both. So, you go out every Wednesday night. Or it might be that it's super important for you both to connect in the bath every night after work. So just hear what it is for you and just trust that and go ahead and write it down. And then ask yourself, what makes me or what makes us particularly happy? Where are you at your best? So what makes you or both of you particularly happy? And then just jotting down now, for you, what pleasure is non-negotiable for you daily? What pleasure is non-negotiable for you daily? Is it fresh air every day? Again, just listen, hear, and trust. Just write it down. What will keep me healthy at work? Ask yourself, what will keep me healthy at work? Is it a non-negotiable moment every day just for you? Or is it always sitting with your team at the end of each week to support each other for the following week? Just ask yourself, what's going to keep me healthy at work? Allow that answer to come to you. Now ask yourself, what heals me when I'm tired or annoyed at the end of a long day? What heals me? What makes me flourish? Think ways to invest in yourself for this answer. So, making yourself happy in a way that I couldn't possibly know about you. You making yourself happy in a way I couldn't possibly know about you. So you might like standing on your head for 3 minutes a day. Maybe you've secretly wanted to invest in yourself with a person that's going to help you with your business, or with your body, or with your future, like a marketing guru or a personal trainer, or someone that's going to teach you French or tantra or burlesque, or what is it for you? What makes you flourish? How can you invest in yourself? What three things are really good for me that keep me grounded, happy, and flourishing? What three things are really good for me that keep me grounded, happy, and flourishing? This is really important. This is like, what keeps you in check? What maintains you? So for me, if I don't get sleep, yoga, or being outside every day, if I don't get at least one of those three things every day, I kind of go a bit nuts. What is it for you? Just allow yourself to just open your mind a little bit wider and remember, what is it for you that really, really works? Now ask yourself, what turns me on? List everything here. This is your personal turn-on list. So trust it, follow it, taste it. This might be people, things, smells, textures, all of it. What turns you on? And what turns you on right now might be different to what turned you on 6 months ago. So go ahead. Just write them down for yourself. And then ask yourself, what turns me off? Again, only you know. You don't have to show this to anybody, but just trust it and take baby steps towards limiting these things that turn you off. Thank you. So, my personal derailments are, add these now into your help sheet. What stops you or slows you down from feeling really good every day? Some of these you'll already know. Just press pause on this audio now and jot them down. Okay, so let's use these questions now to help you get super clear. Are you the kind of woman that says yes too quickly only to regret it moments later? If yes, then in your system, you would add, my answer to any question is always, can I get back to you on that? Because I need time to make sure this thing adds to me. So again, use these questions now so you get super clear on what derails you. Now, I'm going to ask you another question. Would you like to be able to make quicker and better decisions? So in your system, to make quicker and better decisions, I ask, does this add to me or take away? Does this add to me or take away? Now, if that works for you, pop that into your system right now. Can you trust yourself with the munchies at night? You know, that's the kind of thing that really derails a woman, munchies at night. So if this is you, how about just as I reach for the munchies, I yell, stop, and I ask myself, what do I really need to receive instead? You know, what if you put a little note saying just that, just in front of the munchie, so as soon as you open the door, bang, there's that little note. I'm gonna ask you another question. Are you the sort of person that hates to be rushed? Are you the sort of person that hates to be rushed? If that's you, you're going to put in your system, I am to give myself 10 extra minutes in my diary for everything. Can I tell you that this really works? If you're the sort of person that vastly overestimates how much time they have, it's going to really support you. Try it. Okay, and then ask yourself, what do you need to stay on track with your wants for the day? With what you want to do. How about I am to set my phone alarm to go off every hour for me to check in with myself? And when it happened, when that phone alarm goes off, ask yourself, how close am I sitting to my desires right now? You know, this is really good if you tend to be helping other people and then you forget about yourself. You forget about the things that you want to do. It's going to keep you back on track. You know, or ask yourself, you know, do I forget about my needs and myself until it's too late? And this is about how you're feeling during the day. So how about then you set your phone alarm to go off every hour until putting yourself first becomes natural to you. So to train yourself each hour, you would ask yourself, how kind am I being to myself right now? So do you see it's going to really help to reset you? Now ask yourself, do I enjoy my mornings? How about I am to commit to a new morning ritual for myself that I will not budge on for toffee because I am important? How about that? So have a little look at through everything that you've written down and anything else that's come to you, and pull all this information about yourself together and write, my new personal system is, and just spell it out for yourself deliciously. So get really good at pulling it all together. This is you. Feel it, trust it, write it. This is like an ode to you, how you want to move forward in your life now. And only you can do this, and only you can know this. So it fits you like a glove. Just take a few more minutes just to write this down for yourself so you can navigate each situation from your own internal compass. You really can do it. You can do it, and you can trust yourself because nobody knows you like you do, minute to minute, second to second. Now, own it, and then go play at large in the outside world each day, each month, and each year. It will take discipline, but it will keep you strong, true, and to your dreams, with less roundabouts and U-turns to go through. So, I've given you examples in the rest of this chapter to help you do that, so you can complete this now. Just spend a few more minutes, and you're done. Once you've created it, this is the really cool bit, it's here that you come to strengthen you, especially if you've given yourself away. And you'll know you've done this if you know more about what someone else is thinking or needing, or you're worrying more about their reactions than your own. Now, take your beautiful system, complete with fairy lights, and pop it into a beautifully bound book or a folder or just somewhere really special just for you. Make sure there's space for you to add in extra glitter bits over time, you know, because we change over time. I'm so excited for you. This is the beginning of your new fabulous life. You've just created the foundations for it now to grow. Congratulations. My love to you. This is Marina signing off.